Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture, with your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection. Tonight's guest has packed more into two decades than some people have packed into a lifetime. 21-year-old artist Josh Thiessen has been exhibiting his paintings since he was 11 and recently published a book that takes a look at his life and his art. Josh is on the phone with us from his Stoney Creek, Ontario studio gallery to talk about his book, Josh Thiessen, A Decade of Inspiration, and an upcoming studio open house. But before we get to our interview, let's listen to Find Us from Jaylene Johnson's Potter and Clay CD.
Find us in the shadows. Find us in the dark. Find us in the corners where we don't think you'd ever go. Find us in our failures, where we've been thrown back to the start. Find us as we question all the things we used to know. We are lost,
so
conversation with Josh Thiessen. Good evening, Josh.
Hi, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You've packed a lot into a decade of inspiration, from your birth in Russia, when your parents were missionaries there, to your first exhibit at age 11. Let's kind of give people a little bit of background about you again, in case there's somebody out there who doesn't know who you are. How did you get from where you were then to where you are now?
Yeah, well, growing up in Russia, I had a Russian nanny who did lots of arts and crafts with me and noticed that I had a special gift for art. When we returned home to Canada, I had an art mentor who took me under her wing, and she booked me for an exhibition when I was 11. And then I had a couple other mentors, including Robert Bateman, and people who saw the raw talent that I had and helped develop it. And I was able to continue to exhibit my work, including places like the National Gallery of Canada in Ottawa. And now I'm 21 years old, and I'm really fortunate to be able to work at art full time.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that you talk about in the book is the fact that through all of this, you were often in groups of people that were two and three times your age. What was it a real challenge for you with being such a young and talented artist as you were, to work through that and have people sometimes you talk about, you know, some people kind of took you under their wing and helped you along, and others kind of wondered who this, you know, young little kid was.
Yeah, it's an interesting question because it's definitely unusual in my case of the fact that I have been so much younger than the other artists that I've exhibited with. Early on when I exhibited my art at various festivals and shows, we figured out that I had to just sit with my art by myself, because if my dad was sitting there with me, automatically people would think it was my dad who was the artist. So over time, though, you're right. There were people that took an interest in my work and passed on helpful information and advice. But of course, there are also those who are jealous or a bit put off. But I would say one of the biggest benefits to my career was when I was juried into the International Guild of Realism, which represents the top realist artists in the world. And so I've now been in over 5 exhibitions with them, and I am the youngest by at least 20 years in the guild. But it's amazing how they just accept me as an artist colleague. The artists, treat me like I'm, a professional artist like they are, and don't look down on me. I've decided that even when I do have some artists, especially older male artists who have been put off, I haven't let that affect me. It says in Timothy that we should not let anyone look down on us because of our age. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a philosophy and principle that I've really tried to live by.
Well, has your faith helped you in all of this, and especially through those times there were a couple of, I'm not sure if it was the International Guild of the International Guild, but there were a couple of times where you actually had to wait because you were too young to be accepted into that particular show. But has it been your faith that has really helped you through all of these transitions?
Yeah, I think so. It's definitely given me a greater amount of grace and humility. As the book speaks about, I actually was rejected by several local galleries in the Hamilton area. And, I didn't let it discourage me. It was just not the door that was to be opened for me. But it was, galleries out further and juried art festivals and like the International Guild of Realism and other artist guilds that I'm part of that have taken an interest in my work. So, yeah, it's I definitely would say that having the proper character and demeanor, and I've always prayed through all the opportunities that have come to me with my parents, and that's been really helpful because I've had parents who have been able to walk through these things with me, various disappointments, but also the successes, and knowing how to balance that in order to still stay humble and not get a big head, but also to be confident in my work at the same time.
Right. Well, I guess one of the questions that has come up in over the time as I've been reading this is, I mean, you're 21 years old. Most memoirs that I've read are people that have been on their particular journey for a lot longer than you. So why this particular book at this particular time?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, I've had a lot of art collectors of mine ask for a hardcover coffee table monograph book of my art. And, finally, a year and a half ago, I was able to start the process of putting together a book like this. And it's really a time capsule. So it's the first 10 years of my career, from first publicly exhibiting at 11 to now 21 and still exhibiting my work now internationally. And I really wanted to have my story put out there in a way that I really was comfortable with. And the book starts with actually before I was even born and narrowly escaping a prenatal abduction in Moscow. And so it really adds some interesting stories that people probably aren't familiar with my life. But this book, I would say, is really just the beginning of my career as an artist, and so there may be books to come in the future. But I really wanted to put out this book for people to see my early works and how I've developed as an artist over the first 2 years. But mm-hmm. It's definitely just the beginning of what's to come in the future.
Right. Well, let's take a quick break, and then we're going to continue our conversation with artist Josh Teason. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
You're the potter and the clay. You're the potter and the clay. Fearfully and wonderfully made. You're the potter and the clay. I am flesh and I am bone. I am flesh and I am bone. From the earth into the earth I go. I am flesh and I am bone.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Potter and Clay, the title track from Jaylene Johnson's Potter and Clay CD. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with artist Josh Teason. Josh, you were talking about the book and it coming together in about a year and a half ago, starting to pull things together. One of the things you mentioned in the acknowledgments is you mentioned your mom and all the stuff that she did. Julie Teason, spending the countless hours compiling and editing material from speaking presentations, the history of the development, the story before you were born. How did the book come together? What were some of the steps that happened in developing the book?
So you're right that my story had been written in various forms throughout the years, and also I speak, and so I had a presentation, and so it was really just editing it for a story form in a book. And the process started over a year and a half ago, and beginning to lay out the style of what the book would be like, and to be able to pitch to various publishing companies. We ended up independently publishing the book so that we'd have greater control with the story, the quality of the book, and we just realized that various publishing companies don't really do as much artist books like this. There's just not as much of a profit margin as there once was in the past. But surprisingly, since the book has been advertised through my social media and email newsletter, Insider Report, the collector's edition book has over 60% has been pre-sold and reserved those copies, and I've just gotten a great response to people who are purchasing the books online, pre-ordering them. So it's been a great response. I was also fortunate to be able to lay out and design the whole book myself. So I really looked at it as a piece of art in itself. Mm-hmm. And there's over 60 pieces of my art, and also the stories for the paintings. So I had all of those written out over the years, and so it was just formatting them and putting them into the book. But the book is kind of a mixture of the story at the beginning and then the pieces of art, which are accompanied by description stories mm-hmm. with each one.
Well, having only seen the e-version, I can attest to the fact that in terms of looks, it's a very good looking book, and that it's as visual as a book as your art is in your art and that. So looking at that, and you mentioned the fact that you've got, you know, a number of pieces of your work, you know, 60 pieces of your work in there and the stories behind them, right from the art of Aslan, which was your first chalk and pastel work, to one of the latest ones you're working on called Dark Night of the Soul. What kind of went through your mind as you yourself were looking at, you know, things you did 10 years ago to some of the things you were doing now?
Yeah, so readers who will purchase this book will notice that there is definitely a development in the subject matter, the writing style of the stories, but I find one of the themes that one might notice is that even with a piece like Aslan that I created when I was 10 years old, it was wildlife, it was this lion, but it was also metaphorical in nature. So I was inspired by the Chronicles of Narnia and the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, and how Aslan represents Christ. And I really wanted to draw that out in the piece and also in the story. And throughout my years, I've really looked at kind of the symbolic quality of what I'm painting, and I haven't though just completely stuck with wildlife art. I didn't want to be pigeonholed as just an animal artist or nature artist. I wanted to be able to branch out. So there's different developmental stages in the book. There's early works, there's teenager in transition, shifting shapes, which is when I foray in non-quadrilaterally shaped paintings, and to my recent series, Streams in the Wasteland, which is about wild animals in abandoned spaces and more imaginative in nature. So people will see how I, over time, found my style, and I'm really becoming comfortable with what I'm painting at this point, and really feel that my recent work is the best reflection of my own personality, my deep spiritual roots, and my love for old architecture and still nature and wildlife, but just presenting it in more of a contemporary and juxtaposed way.
Yeah, and I mean, the realism is still there. I mean, you talk about some of the architectural ones. There's a couple of paintings you've done of doors and houses and you've got the peeling paint and things like, and you know, you look at it, and I look at it, and I'm a photographer.
Okay.
I look at it, and there's almost a photographic quality to it, but there's also this three-dimensional quality that you can almost sort of reach out and touch and flake the paint off, off the painting, and that. So there's this whole element of combination of realism and that just is incredible to see.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
the Peeling Paint series was something I decided to try when I was 15. I really just wanted to try rustic architecture, weathered surfaces, and the inspiration first came on my uncle's farm out in Saskatchewan. So people will see that I have tried a lot of different subject matter over the years, even before the painting section. There's pieces that are my abstract works and very, very early pieces that I completed when I was 5, 6 years old. So people will see how there's a real diversity throughout the whole book.
Well, I mean, you've even got in the Shifting Shapes section, the Time Is My Oyster, you've got that as a triptych as well.
Yeah.
So there's some really interesting elements of the painting in that. This is kind of an unfair question, but I want to ask it anyway. It's when you look back and as you were going through all of your art, were there any one piece or couple of pieces that kind of stood out to you as the ones that you really liked that were kind of your favorites?
Yeah, there's definitely pieces throughout the years that have meant especially more to me than others. I think every painting, though, is very special to me because I spend anywhere from 100 to 500 hours on each piece. They really become part of me. I would say in the Peeling Paint series, it would probably be Behold the Door. It was a painting of just a sliver crop of an old farmhouse door, and I just wanted to have it reflect kind of the weatherness of the soul, and there's a verse in Revelation 3 about how Christ looks past our souls and how dirty and disheveled they become over time, and he knocks at the door and asks to do life with us, and that painting has had a tremendous impact on many people who have read the story and purchased the print throughout the years, and also other paintings that have meant a lot to people. I would say Glimmer of Hope, it's one of A Great Blue Heron that when I was speaking at my church several years ago, it was one of the paintings that I shared the story of, and as a result of it, a woman came to faith in Christ through the story of what I shared on that piece, and there have been many others that mean a lot to me and others, and I'm just really happy that people get to see these paintings in the book and read about the inspiration that I had to do them, but also the meaning that they can have for other people to interpret.
Right. Well, I'm just looking at the time, and we need to take one final break, and then we're going to come back and finish our conversation with artist Josh Thiessen. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
There are things I've done I never should have done, and things I've said I never should have said. Forget it, it's messing with my head. The things I've done, the things I've said. I'd be telling lies if I said that I'd be good. That every time I do everything I should. If I tried, did the very best I could. Wouldn't be enough, I could not be good. I'm falling into the arms of mercy.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Fallen from the Potter and Clay CD by Jaylene Johnson. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to wrap up our conversation with artist Josh Thiessen. You're officially launching Decade of Inspiration at your annual gallery open house in December. Give us some quick details on when and where that takes place.
Yeah, so the book will be releasing at my seventh annual studio gallery open house. It's December 9th, 10th, and 11th from 1 to 5 p.m. each day. More information can be found out on my website at joshthiessen.com, and I'll have the gallery edition and collector's edition available there.
Right, and Thiessen is T-I-E-S-S-E-N.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, for our listeners. Yeah, that was my question, is where can people find out more information on the book and the gallery and that? I know you've sent out some early copies of the book, and people have had a chance to look at it. What's been the reaction so far?
Yeah, it's been really positive. I've actually approached several bookstores and received a great response. I'll be doing book signings after my open house and into the new year. The Art Gallery of Hamilton has agreed to carry the book at the gallery and also at the Design Annex on James Street North in Hamilton. And like I said earlier, the online orders have been really consistent. And people just, I think, are happy to have this as a keepsake, and also even as something they could give away as a Christmas gift. Mm-hmm. I've tried to keep the price of the gallery edition at a reasonable rate of $60, tax included, and there's been a great response. And so, yeah, I'm really encouraged with this whole process, and I think it's definitely exceeded my expectations of what it's kind of brought about so far.
Great. Well, Josh, thanks very much for your time tonight.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you for listening to Arts Connection today, and thank you to my guest, Josh Thiessen. And if you miss a program or want to hear it again, look for archive programs on our website, artsconnection.ca. And be sure to tune in next week for another look at where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email Robert at artsconnection.ca. Follow us on Twitter at @Selah13. Look for the Arts Connection page on Facebook, or check out the Arts Connection blog at blog.artsconnection.ca. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.